Welcome to KNKX Studio Session Shorts, the stories behind the music. Interviews from our vast archive of studio session performances over more than 15 years. I'm Abe Beeson. Barrett Martin has a long musical history in the Northwest, mostly as a rock and roll drummer. But in 2017, he brought his jazz fusion project, the Barrett Martin Group, to the KNKX studios. The rocking rhythms were thrilling, and we had a great conversation about his journey to jazz and how his music is touched by his many travels around the world. Barrett Martin is a drummer first, but more accurately, he's a multi-instrumentalist, composer, author, world traveler, musicologist, and Grammy-winning producer. On a visit to the KNKX studios with his jazz fusion ensemble, the Barrett Martin Group, we talked about his unique musical journey from high school jazz band through the grunge rock era, around the world, and back home to Olympia, Washington. So, Barrett, that's where your interest in music began, in a house with a player piano?
It was a player piano that had about 300 of those paper rolls that, and we, as little kids, we'd pedal it, and it would play all the old ragtime and big band and show tunes. And so that actually was kind of what I grew up with, more than rock and roll. It was that and my grandparents' 78 record collection of all the, you know, post-World War II big band stuff.
Now, the world of rock and roll was soon to be calling you, but you got to play some jazz through high school and college, and you met some jazz legends in your youth.
I mean, I started as a jazz drummer at the Tumwater Thunderbird Jazz Ensemble. And I had this really formative experience when I was a senior in high school where we had the Count Basie Big Band with Cab Calloway. And I got to meet Freddie Green, the guitar player, and I met Cab Calloway.
That's so cool, Barrett. And this is where the stars of rock enter your story. After college, you were drumming with some important bands in the Seattle grunge scene in the 90s. Skin Yard, Screaming Trees, Mad Season, but still, rock and roll has the same roots as jazz, right?
I really trace it to the blues, right? Because the blues is the foundation of all great American music. Everything. Rock and roll, jazz, R&B, soul, hip-hop, you can all trace it to the blues. And something about playing the blues has really affected why I want to even keep playing music. It's so visceral, so earthy, so organic. And you can feel it in a lot of different ways. Rock and roll just seems to be the most, I don't know, like electric way that you can feel the blues. But I just remember that quote by Charles Mingus where he said, if you don't know how to play the blues, you can't play anything.
You got to tour the world playing rock and roll, but that was just the beginning of your travels. Barrett, you've since traveled to study with master drummers in the Americas and across Africa, including a member of your Barrett Martin group. So how does that so-called world music blend with your own music?
As a drummer and a composer, that music has to kind of creep into the way I write music. And so, like, working with this gentleman right here, Chone Diop, who's a Senegalese master drummer, I studied with his dad in Senegal when Chone was only, I think you were 14 or 15, and now he's in his mid-30s. And so when we play together, it just inherently brings that into our band. So
now, you've written in your books that traditional music from other cultures around the world is more connected to the people.
They're compelled to do it as part of their cultural expression. You know, it's not a commodity that they're selling. It hasn't been capitalized the way we do it. They do it because it's part of their culture, it's part of their ceremonies, and it's what gives them meaning. And a lot of anthropologists and musicologists believe that it was a life-saving mechanism because it pulled people together and made them stay together.
It builds a community.
It builds a community, just like we did in Seattle, you know, through the decades, you know, starting, you know, in the early 20th century with all the blues and jazz that was here. And then over time, it's just kept growing.
Barrett Martin has certainly established himself as a key voice in the long legacy of great music in the Pacific Northwest, jazz, rock, blues, and well beyond. These days, he's still busy traveling and producing for musicians around the world and back at his home studio in Olympia. Connect to the Barrett Martin Group studio session and reviews of several of his fusion albums at knkx.org. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson. Connect to knkx.org/studio sessions to hear the complete interview and all the music from the Barrett Martin Group, which you'll also find on our YouTube channel. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.